let's bring in Craig Wanos. He's a man at the Wealth Management Group in Chicago. Thanks, Craig, for being on.
Hey, good morning and happy Friday. It's not yet spooky, although next Friday might, when we get the release of that jobs data on the back of PCE, what'll be a couple days sooner. But I think everyone's still reeling from the speech last night, good, bad, or indifferent, depending on what side of the aisle you were looking at through a lens.
Yeah, I mean, look, the bottom line is this. We've got a conflict in Europe. We've got a conflict in the Middle East, and we could have one in the Far East. I mean, you have to start to take stock of that. I mean, I don't know what else to say. What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are this. I mean, I'm just looking at four things. As long as the economic growth stays resilient in the U.S., it is. As long as the inflation doesn't bounce back, it hasn't. As long as the Treasury yields don't get too crazy, Mr. Rick Santelli, and there's no regional conflict, you know, I mean, we don't have Lebanon throwing in, we don't have other people throwing in, then I think this market stays range-bound in the 4,200 to 4,500 range on the S&P. I just don't see anything moving. So at the end of the day, I think it's a matter of patience and clarity and investors just choosing their points to make good decisions.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get through it. I totally agree with that. But it's just whether or not you want to, you know, go through the bumps or not. I think, you know, a 5-year, 10-year, I mean, a 5% 10-year and a 5% 30-year are significant. I think that hurts. And I think yesterday what Powell had to say, you know, inflation hasn't come roaring back, but it's not going to be at 2% anytime soon with crude oil doing what it's doing right now, and with these labor unions are going to put some upper pressure on that because they're not going to be more productive. They're just going to get paid more, and they're going to pass those prices on to us. So I think unless they change it in the near term, I think he's probably paused. Maybe if we see some crazy up, you know, another couple ticks higher, he might, you know, raise it another quarter. But I think you're right. I think we're at the end of it. But at the same time, I think we're going to stay here. And I don't think that's good.
Yes, and to comment on what you said, if I was just reading the transcript, if I was a robot in an algorithm, I would look at that transcript and I would be like, oh, okay, this is kind of dovish. For all intents and purposes, they're done. But it was the sentiment, what I call the sentiment, the nonverbal part as well in that press conference, because he wasn't forceful in his comments about being done. And I thought he also hedged a little bit when he implied that if the Treasury rates start to drop, the Fed would gonna hike. And he reiterated that he didn't think the rates were too high. And all I think about is this. I mean, on the long side of that curve, you just mentioned it. We got a 10-year at 5%. I haven't seen that since 16 years ago. Think about it, moms and dads, grandma and grandpa. I mean, kids weren't even driving 16 years ago. You know what I'm talking about.
Right.
It's a very significant thing, and I just don't see that long end of the curve coming down anytime soon. Because we're going to have to borrow money like crazy people for at least the next 10 years with budgets that just aren't balanced in the United States.
And we're spending. He's announcing another 100-something billion to Ukraine and Israel. I mean, yeah, that's a problem. I think the bond market knows that. I think the rest of the world knows that. That's why they're not stepping up. But I think these rates could go higher. I'm not Santelli rates like when he was talking. It was insane. But I think that the consumer is definitely on fumes here. And these rates staying up here longer, you know, at this level is not going to be good. I think the small business and the consumer can't handle it. And so we'll see what breaks first. But so far, jobs have been holding in. That's kept everybody alive. And I think that's the only thing that's kept everybody alive.
Well, I would argue there's more that's keeping people alive, if I can weigh in on that, right? I mean, yes, the jobless claims, the four-week average, it's a soft landing right now. The non-farm payrolls, yeah, it's a soft landing. Retail sales, I mean, 90 days ago, we were at $73.8 billion. Now we're at $73.9 billion. That looks decent to me. ISM for services, still positive. The only one that's flashing hard landing, bad landing, watch out, be spooky, is ISM for manufacturing. The last time I checked, we don't still make a lot of stuff in the United States, so I'm worried about it, but I'm not that scared.
Well, I can't take retail sales seriously, though, Craig, because that basket of things you bought last year, you buy the same amount this year, and it makes retail sales go up because all the prices have gone up. I mean,
you can hear you heard the uncomfortable pause in my response.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, that basket of things that cost you $100 last year is not costing you $103.8 this year. It's definitely more than that. You know, it might be up to 110, but that makes it look like retail sales is higher when you haven't bought any more stuff.
Yeah, no, I can't argue with the year-over-year comparisons. I mean, that's why everybody knows I talk with you all the time. The price of unsweetened iced tea and Doritos, a staple for me, nah, it's out of control. But in the same way, my Series I savings bonds that I used to get 9.6 on, they're going to renew November 1st, and it's probably going to start with a 3 handle, and I don't believe that, but it's just the way they calculate.
Right. I love having you on. I'm going to get you on the regular show. We got to talk face-to-face, but I appreciate you coming on every Friday morning for us. Craig Bolanos with the Wealth Management Group in Chicago. Thanks for being on. Have a great weekend, Craig. Thanks for being on the show. We're going to go away. We're going to regroup. We're going to get some more coffee, and we're going to come back after this.